Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Dwayne R. Lindberg, PhD, and he is the author of The Kingdom of the Rings. Dwayne was born and raised in northwestern Minnesota. He received his B.S. in chemistry from the University of North Dakota, an M.T.H. from Luther Seminary, St. Paul, a Doctor of Divinity degree from the American Lutheran Theological Seminary, and a Master of Arts and PhD in American Studies from the University of Minnesota. Following a brief career as a research scientist and as an officer in the United States Chemical Corps, Dr. Lindberg studied for the Lutheran ministry and served congregations in North Dakota and Iowa. He served as a presiding pastor of the American Association of Lutheran Churches from 1987 until his retirement in 1999. Dwayne, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
The book is about three mysterious golden rings that make their way from the Coptic Church in Alexandria, Egypt, to Antioch, Syria, to Norway in the 13th century, and finally to modern-day America. The storyline draws the reader's interest into asking questions like, what powerful secrets do these rings hold? Who carries these rings, and why? What is to become of them? The saga follows each of the rings through historic events in Europe and the Near East, and the reader will follow families from Norway and from Egypt by way of Germany in the great wave of immigration to the United States in the 18th and 19th century. But this is the story, our story, the American saga.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
I had in mind, first of all, my own family. Secondly, I wrote it for people who are the third generation descendants of immigrants, especially those that came from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Germany. And those people today may be third or fourth generation, but they're interested in who am I and where have I come from and what is my story. And so this is a help to them to tie into their faith story and their culture story.
So would you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you could say runs throughout your book?
Yes, the interlocking rings, the three interlocking golden rings, carry the theme of faith, of hope in the second coming of Christ. And it is the story traces this message throughout the book from the 13th century up through our American experience in the 20th century. So the central message really is a message of hope, Christian hope, that the immigrants came with and that was central in the forming and development of the United States.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
The most important idea is a positive value of ethnic diversity in America and in the context in where the hope that's symbolized by the Kingdom of the Rings, provides a dependable, moral, ethical framework for the entire nation. In other words, we're putting a positive value on ethnicity, diversity, but we're anchoring the whole culture in the hope that is symbolized by the Kingdom of the Rings, which is ultimately the hope in Christ.
If you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
The reader might be familiar with the book called Giants in the Earth by an author named Rolvag. Really traces the immigrants as they come to America and portrays both their psychological experience, their experience in the vicissitudes as well as the victories here in America. And so that would be one of the books that I would turn to, Giants in the Earth. The other one would be Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, the rings in Lord of the Rings by Tolkien, the rings are a negative symbol. In the Kingdom of the Rings, my book, those rings are a positive symbol, but both books are dramatic in the sense they portray both the evil and the good. And that's really what the book is about.
How much research went into your book?
I spent 50 years as a pastor. I spent about 4 years doing research for a book I entitled Men of the Cloth. And then I spent a good deal of time studying some of the Mideastern Christian groups, particularly the Coptic Christians, the Armenian Christians, and the Arab Christians, whom we call the Maronites. I did research in those areas.
Why did you focus on the Norwegian-American experience as a microcosm of all the groups in North America?
Well, first of all, it's my tribe. And secondly, the Norwegians sent a third of their total population to America, and they were about 1 million people from a country that had less than 3 million people. And they have contributed to all areas of American life, politics, sports, for example. It was Knut Rockne that taught the Irish how to play football, the forward pass, that sort of thing, politics, vice presidents of the United States, a couple of them. So there are many areas of American life that the Norwegians have participated in, and they've had their victories and their failures. They're not the biggest group, they're not the most important group, but they are a microcosm of what happened to all immigrant groups who came to America with a dream, who had to struggle with that, how to adjust to this country, how to adjust to this new land, and then how also to retain their identity in the midst of all of the cultural diversity. So those two things were very important, and they are also important today with the immigrant groups who are coming to this country.
What are the different levels of interest in the book?
The book was written to catch the reader at four different levels. Obviously, the story, saga. Secondly, the history. Thirdly, theology or religion. And fourthly, ethnicity and culture. Those are the four areas we meet the reader's interest on those four levels.
Do you think a reader has to be interested in all the levels in order to enjoy your book?
No, not at all. I had a man tell me the other day who wasn't Norwegian, he wasn't out of our Lutheran bag, he wasn't any of those, and he said, you know, it does. Even if I'm not a historian, I don't have to be a historian, but it may help. I don't have to be a Scandinavian, but it may help. I don't have to be a Lutheran, but it may help. But anybody, he said, can be interested in the mystery and the excitement of the story. So,
why do you call this book a saga?
The saga is an ancient Icelandic method of writing, and it's especially adaptable here because a saga involved real history tied in and woven together with fictional story. So this book, Kingdom of the Rings, every chapter is real history, but the story is held together by the fictional storyline that focuses on the three golden rings.
And what do those rings symbolize?
Together, united together, interlocked together, they symbolize the unity of the triune God. And individually, of course, then they have names that come from Persian, ancient Persian language, which mean God, the holy God, thinking in terms of the Father, truth, and the incarnation of truth. The other word is translated incarnation of truth. And the third is spirit of wisdom. So they all, individually, they represent each of the persons of the Godhead, but together they represent the unity of the triune God.
How much of your story is based on actual history?
Every chapter is actual history. Every chapter is an opportunity for people to learn something about their own past, their own history, history of their family, their ethnic group, their country. So every chapter is actual history. The storyline ties, of course, these chapters together.
Do you have a favorite character in the book?
My favorite character, I think, for most readers, or men anyhow, for men would be Arni Fylkesager. That's the man who epitomizes the victories and defeats, joys and sorrows of pioneers, both pastors and immigrant flocks. So he's my hero, and part of it, of course, is that he represents some of my experiences through my 50 years as a pastor.
So in your opinion, what does your book tell us about the fabric of American society?
Well, first of all, American society is not uniform. It's not a blended soup. It's not a plain, colorless uniform piece of cloth. It is a multicolored, varied fabric. The warp and the woof is made of many textures, and that is America. It is not a uniform, and it isn't. That's not the strength of America, to be uniform in all aspects.
So do you feel the melting pot metaphor is an accurate description of American society?
Of course not. I believe the melting pot metaphor is not an accurate description of American society because we haven't melted together. We're not melting together. You can ask my black friends, are they going to melt together? No. Do we want them to melt together? No. Ask my Italian friends, are they going to start eating lutefisk and lefse? And the like Norwegians? No. They're going to love their foods. Everybody has something unique to offer to America.
Other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
My hope is to encourage in the reader a positive interest in, an acceptance of, an appreciation for the reader's own ethnic background and a desire to pass his or her background on and his story on to the next generation.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
My opinion, those who are interested in their family story, their roots, whether they are one ethnic group or another, I believe they'd be interested, but especially those who are from Scandinavian background and particularly those of Norwegian background are going to be very interested because this is their tribal story. And of course, men are going to be especially interested in this. Most of the readers thus far who have been men, they've taken the book up and they can't stop till they're done with it. They tell me it's worth reading twice, three times. So it is I'm shooting for men to read this book. And of course, ethnic people in specific ethnic groups like the Norwegians and Swedes and the Germans.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
They can find my book on the publisher's website. They can go to www.nordskogpublishing.com. www.nordskogpublishing.com, or they can find me at www.drlindbergh.com. Lindbergh, drlindberghbooks.com. And of course, they can find it on Amazon, amazon.com. And the book is available in many stores, especially in the upper Midwest.
This has been Just Great. Our guest today has been Dwayne R. Lindbergh, Ph.D., and he is the author of The Kingdom of the Rings. Dwayne, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, just visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.